It's time now for your comments. We were deluged with letters about two of our stories, one involving a great white, the other a grape. First, the grape. In Susan Stamberg's story in a series on everyday ethics, an ethicist opined that snatching even one grape in the supermarket amounts to stealing. Steve Inskeep and I have been looking through some of the 200 responses to that.
Lee Martin of Portland, Oregon writes, I am extremely annoyed. Sampling a bit of produce is not stealing. That's the way you test grapes to find out whether or not you want to buy them. Obviously, you don't do that with packaged prunes or with watermelons, but with grapes, it's okay. Ask my 83-year-old mother.
Jim Lawrenson of Bethesda, Maryland, does not believe it's okay to take small liberties. Daily, he writes, I am both amazed and saddened by the liberties people take with their core ethics, whether it's a grape in the store or the use of the breakdown lane on the highway to bypass traffic.
And Mr. Lawrenson offered thanks for our report, saying, hearing your story helped us realize we're not alone.
Reston, Virginia resident Bill Norton remembered a lesson he says he learned as a child. He writes, I was sitting in my stroller in the neighborhood store. I saw some beautiful red cherries. I grabbed one and took a bite. Instantly, my mom scolded me for taking something without asking. The store owner was laughing, and I didn't taste another radish again for about 10 years.
Dozens of people also wrote to ask a question that we neglected to answer in last week's interview about a great white shark. The Monterey Bay Aquarium wanted to put it on display. A representative sample of that question comes from Randy Gronke of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who wrote, If the shark was adapting so well and would be a good ambassador for its species, well, why do they have to release the shark into the wild?
Well, here is the answer, and I got it from the aquarium's John O'Sullivan, called him up. Turns out that the lease was up on the temporary underwater holding pen that was holding the shark off the coast of Malibu. And John O'Sullivan said that his scientists ran out of the time needed to do a battery of tests to make sure that the young shark was up to making the trip, that's 250 miles, up the coast to the aquarium in Monterey.
I couldn't guarantee the safety of the animal. So unfortunately, for me, because I would have loved to see that animal swimming around and feeding in the exhibit, the decision was made to let her go.
And we'll let that story go and move on. We want to correct one story from a few weeks ago. In a newscast on July 21st, we said that a Palestinian militant had been killed in a bomb attack on an Israeli military vehicle, and we attributed this statement to the Israeli army. The official army statement actually used the word terrorist, not militant.
You can send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044.
And please tell us how to pronounce your name.